the work that my agency does, I'm really proud of my agency. We're the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and I started as a presidential management fellow 12 years ago, at SAMHSA within the Department of Health and Human Services. And we are the agency that makes sure that Americans know that behavioral health problems can be prevented, they can be treated, and that recovery is possible. And so the work of our agency is extremely important to the health of the nation, and yet it's really an unrecognized issue. So I came in with a research and clinical background, and I did programmatic work, and then I moved into public policy and worked on Surgeon General's reports and some White House reports. And then in the last year and a half during the transition, I was the acting deputy administrator for the agency, so I was sort of chief operating officer. So I took a venture over into the ops side of the world, and we have a $3.5 billion budget and block grants and discretionary grants.
I know that's always very exciting. When you get into that kind of position, do you feel like you're almost being pulled away from the actual mission, doing the actual job?
Well, you know, that had always been my belief in the past, where I didn't want to move into management.
Right.
I didn't want to do operations because I felt so strongly about the services and the policies and the science. But taking the walk on the ops side was great because I got to understand how operations really undergirds everything that we want to do on the policy and the programmatic side, and how it really is kind of hand in glove. So to the degree we can do our operations better and make the agency a better place to work and a more efficient and functioning place, states, communities, people can do better work out in the field. So it was a very eye-opening experience for me.
So how do you reach out to folks and get this message out to people to let them know, hey, there are ways of getting treatment, of getting help?
We are moving into social media and Web 2.0, where we have an amazing suicide prevention lifeline. So anyone can call 1-800-273-TALK. We're working with the Ad Council to get messages out about economic hardship and recovery, suicide prevention. We have grant programs that are targeting communities with economic distress and helping them to kind of strengthen their behavioral health services and work with, departments of labor and unemployment offices and schools and, places where people are. So there are a lot of different ways to get the message out, and we're trying to use all of them.
And challenging almost to get above the ambient noise, get people to pay attention to those things right now.
It is. And, there are a lot of things going on in the world today, right? So there's we have, with our suicide prevention lifeline, we also have a number for returning veterans to call. And
which, of course, has been a real issue, the skyrocketing number of suicides.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, the span of behavioral health issues is so broad. We're affected by the economy, we're affected by housing prices, homelessness, unemployment, family violence, the conflict and returning veterans and their families. So it's exciting work to do, and it's really fun to be part of that mission.
It can be a difficult time to be a Fed these days, with a lot of people saying, we're spending too much money. And why'd you choose to become a Fed? Why do this work here?
I started as a clinician and a researcher in a clinical psychology, PhD program. And in that kind of work, you either do one-on-one clinical work or group work or research that, someday you'll get it published and some people will read it in a journal, and you hope 40 people ever read it.
Yeah.
And I felt continually frustrated that there has to be a bigger picture to this. I'm working with a child, 50 minutes a week, but then he goes back to a family and a community and a school that has all these other problems. And so I was just really compelled to play a role in the bigger picture social solutions to things. And so I came to SAMHSA, as a PMF. I never went on rotation. I've worked in this agency for 12 years. I've loved every day of coming to work because I realized this is the place. This is the place where I can make a difference, not just one person at a time, but, communities, states, the whole nation.
What's the biggest misconception that people have about the work that you do, or about the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration? I have a friend who was having problems and just didn't want to, you know, it's counseling, that's for, you know, almost crazy people kind
right.
of thing. It seems
right.
to me that that would be one of them, but what are some of the biggest
yeah.
misconceptions people have?
Well, I think there people don't know that in order to have overall health, for a person to be healthy, for a society to be healthy, they need to have their mental health, they need to be living free of addiction. Those things are fundamental to overall health. And then what a lot of people don't know is that mental illnesses and addictions can be prevented. They don't know that treatment works. There are many, many evidence-based treatments that work for things like depression, anxiety disorder, alcohol, you know, excessive alcohol use, excessive or any kind of illicit drug use. Like, there are many treatments that work. They're not just for people who are really out there. They're for CEOs. They're for housewives. They're for kids. They're for dads. They're for business people. I mean, these problems are ubiquitous, and then recovery is possible. So, I mean, people who get these problems, it's not a life sentence. People can have depression, people can have an addiction, and then they can recover, and they can have a great life like everyone else wants to have.